Good morning. Bright and early 9 a.m. session, and you've come to listen about Windows 10 management technologies. My name is Mike Niehaus. I'm product manager on the Windows team, responsible for management and deployment. We're going to spend the next 75 minutes really talking about what's new in Windows 10 management and the Windows Store, introducing you to some new concepts, pointing you to some additional sessions for more details, because we've got a ton of sessions this week about Windows 10, so we've broken out most of the topics in here into sessions on their own. Just from a general positioning perspective, we've been at the management game in Windows forever. It's been, gosh, probably 20 years since the first management features were added into Windows. Back in the days where advanced management was a logon script. Things have come a long way since then. We have a lot of technologies built into Windows to manage the device, but we can never stand still because the needs continue to change. When we were first putting in those features 20 years ago, and even up to maybe 2 or 3 years ago, the need for management was really to address devices that were permanently attached to the corporate network, sitting under a desk or on a desk, and being used in an office all the time. Now things have changed. With these evolving business needs, we need to adjust the functionality in Windows so that you can still manage the device regardless of how it's being used. We know that there's still a need for the traditional management, but there's also the need for new ways of doing things as well to address the different ways that you use the devices. So that's what it comes down to, is providing choices. We want to be able to provide choices to make sure that you can use Windows 10 regardless of the scenario that you're trying to fit it into. We know that you've got existing infrastructure, that you have systems in place to manage Windows 10. We want to make sure that those will continue to work. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But then we also want to add more MDM capabilities, mobile device management, operating Windows from the cloud, to be able to move into this very mobile space that these devices are finding themselves in. When we talk about management choices, we have choices in a variety of different areas, starting with identity. Active Directory has been around for quite a while. How many of you are running Active Directory? Everyone in the room. Great. So, now we have Azure Active Directory, which really won't replace Active Directory. It will complement Active Directory. We need to be able to have a cloud-based identity as well as an on-prem identity, and we can synchronize the two. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. For management technologies, we have Group Policy and System Center, Configuration Manager, being used as the primary means to manage Windows 10 today. But we want to add into that robust MDM capabilities, which you could use with Windows Intune or with any other third-party MDM service. We started adding that in Windows 8.1. We'll continue to beef that up in Windows 10 to support the fully managed corporate device. For updates, WSUS has been around for quite a while. It will continue to be around. We'll also be adding new capabilities to Windows Update. You've seen the announcements around Windows Update for Business. As part of that evolution, we want to be able to patch machines directly from the cloud, but still give you the type of WSUS functionality that you have today. I want to be able to target groups of machines. I want to be able to set maintenance windows. I want to be able to really have control over when these updates are deployed. But maybe I don't want to run a WSUS server to do it. So we'll add more functionality to do that. We'll also add support for controlling updates using an MDM service. So even if you're doing Intune or AirWatch or MobileIron, you would be able to specify which updates you want to approve, and then the MDM service would pass that down to the client to tell it, install these updates. So really trying to provide the same type of functionality that you get via WSUS also from the cloud. There are multiple ownership models that we need to consider, not just the corporate-owned device. There's also the BYOD scenario, so we'll provide some management capabilities around that. We'll also support some new choose-your-own-device scenarios, which are just kind of a slight variation on the traditional enterprise device, where you want to provide your employees choices to let them go out and maybe buy any machine they want, but then turn it into an enterprise device. We'll talk more about that this afternoon in the deployment session, but that really requires the ability to take a device and easily enroll it into a management solution so that you can then manage it as a traditional corporate device without having to have them send it to an IT person, do some stuff to it, and then send it back to the end user. We can group these into a few different broad categories. Basic really has been around for a long time, and that's kind of what we had supported with BYOD, using Exchange Active Sync as a mechanism for applying basic security policies to the device. That was a decent start. You're getting patches from Windows Update. You can get to your email, but you can't really do a whole lot beyond that. So what companies have been moving more toward is a lightweight management solution built around a mobile device management service. We want to make that a lot better in Windows 10. We want to add support for Azure Active Directory to support both the company-owned scenarios and the BYOD scenarios. Imagine being able to send instructions to your users saying that, well, you've got a Windows 10 device at home and you want to connect into corporate resources. Go into the Settings app, click to add a work account, put in your corporate credentials, done. You have enrolled your device into an MDM service. You've established the device trust for that device to allow that to be used as a conditional access verifier into your organization. And you can enable policies then to be pushed down to the device to configure VPN connections, to push out corporate applications, whatever needs to be done to make that user then be productive. We then still have the traditional full control where we use Active Directory Group Policy and System Center together to manage the devices using WSUS either directly or as a layer underneath Config Manager to patch the machines. And that still remains and continues to pick up new functionality to support Windows 10 as well. When we look at all of the management features that are built into the OS, they kind of are existing in layers. We've got what's built into the client OS, things like WMI, PowerShell, Group Policy Client, AppLocker, all of these management technologies continue to evolve and get incremental enhancements to them. We then have products that sit on top of that, like Windows Server with Active Directory, the group policy services tied into that, WSUS. Products then layered on top of that, like System Center Configuration Manager. None of this is a surprise. None of this is new. It's been around for quite a while. What we've now added as kind of the parallel structure to go along with that are these cloud services, Azure Active Directory, Azure RMS, Intune, the Windows Store, and those types of services to provide complements in this cloud-facing world. So let's talk a little bit more about existing infrastructure. How many of you are using Config Manager today? That is impressive. That's almost the whole room. So if you're going to deploy Windows 10, you need to run some supported version of Config Manager. Doesn't matter which one. Config Manager 2007 will be able to manage Windows 10, probably with a hotfix. Config Manager 2012 will manage and deploy Windows 10. It will require a service pack, which you saw announced this week. Config Manager 2012 R2, same story. It will manage and deploy Windows 10. It needs a hotfix, needs a service pack. That also was announced this week. Then there will also be, moving farther down the line, a new release of Config Manager, the technical preview of which was released this week, which will, of course, manage and support deploy Windows 10 as well, but also add some new features to really manage the Windows 10 functionality that's being added. So you'll be able to use your existing infrastructure. It will work just fine. You may need to move to the new version of Config Manager to get some more advanced features. But that doesn't mean you can't do it. Like, you would be able to use Config Manager Technical Preview, the vNext version, to do an in-place upgrade to Windows 10. They have built-in support for doing that. Well, with 2012 R2, it just means that you'd have to build a task sequence that has a few run command line steps to do the same thing. Maybe you need support for pulling the Business Store apps into Config Manager so that you can deploy them. Config Manager Technical Preview, the vNext, will have that support built in. If you wanted to do that with Config Manager 2012 R2, you may need to build an app yourself and put in the command lines to achieve the same thing. So you'll be able to do it. It's just that the new version would add additional support for the new capabilities to simplify things a little bit. So what we would expect most customers to do is to upgrade to the latest 2012 service pack to fully support Windows 10. That enables them to get Windows 10 into the environment, and longer term, look at the Config Manager vNext release to simplify some of these other scenarios. From a server perspective, any supported server OS will work with Windows 10. There are no real schema requirements, domain controller requirements. If you're running Active Directory today on a supported platform, it'll work fine with Windows 10. From an activation perspective, we will have a little bit of work to do to patch the KMS servers that you're using and to put new product keys on those KMS servers for Windows 10, but that's not really any different than what you've done with Windows 7, Windows 8, Windows 8.1. Install the hotfix, apply a new key, now everything is happy. On the deployment side, another thing we'll talk more about this afternoon, MDT 2013 will be updated to support capturing a Windows 10 image and deploying a Windows 10 image. It's a very minor update, really to add support for the new deployment tools, the new ADK, so that's a simple upgrade to support Windows 10 as well. When we look at mobile device management, this is probably the biggest area of investment in Windows 10 from a management perspective. We had support in Windows 8.1 and in Windows Phone 8.1, really to support BYOD scenarios. So it had just enough to have a personal device be managed. On the phone side, we took it a little bit further, where we could lock down the device, configure it as a kiosk or a single-purpose line-of-business device. With Windows 10, first, we're consolidating the functionality between the two OSs, so they'll have exactly the same MDM agent in both, and we're significantly beefing up the support that's in the MDM stack to add a lot more settings. The types of things that we're looking at really cover the whole life cycle of Windows 10, of the mobile device management process, adding things from enrollment all the way through security, configuration, wiping the device, all of that. On the provisioning side, we'll greatly simplify the enrollment process. We'll make it easy to even do something like the Intune team's been talking about, of being able to go in the Intune console, export a provisioning package that contains all the details for enrolling, where you can then just send that to the user and say, here, double-click this. They double-click the file, it enrolls the device in management, off they go. We'll have other bulk enrollment processes as well. We'll even tie in the enrollment process to an Azure Active Directory join. So imagine taking a device and joining it into Azure AD, just like you would join it into Active Directory today. Once it's joined into Azure AD, it will automatically enroll in an MDM service. So one operation takes care of two things. Gets you to the point where you can sign into the device using Azure Active Directory, and also sets it up for management to push down the policies to the device. You can do all the expected things too, configure VPN, Wi-Fi, push out applications. We'll add more integration with the Business Store, which we'll talk a little bit more about later. We'll add support for a full device wipe, which is not something that you could do with Windows 8.1. You could do a data wipe, remote business data removal, to get rid of the company data, but now we'll add support for a remote-triggered full device wipe as well, basically to do a reset of the device back to the factory initial image. There is a session on Thursday afternoon that Janani's presenting, where she'll go in depth on the details of all of those different MDM features. If you went to Jim Alco's Windows 10 in the Enterprise session yesterday, Janani did the demo there. She'll dive much deeper into this for that. There's a question. Yeah, so that's a good question. The previous slide, were those features specifically for Windows 10 on the desktop, or were they also for Windows 10 mobile, or were they for both? Yeah, either way. We would have feature parity for the most part between both. So the things that we can do on a Windows phone, we would also be able to do on Windows desktop. So that remote wipe, yeah, we could already do that on Windows phone devices. Now we're adding that to the desktop devices as well. So much more information covered in this session on Thursday, where we'll go through a lot of the details. We'll take a little bit deeper look at this in a minute, too.